Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio.
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 190 of Nerd Pride Radio. 190, it is one of the proofs of Everclear alcohol, I suppose, and along with 151. That's all I got. Not a lot of research today, because ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd. Plus, there's like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to have wrong about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. My co-host this week is all of Camp Cedars, because that's where I am. I'm at Camp Cedars again. This is my third year in a row broadcasting from Camp Cedars. I think I did one other one early on, but that was years ago. I mean, that might have even been Animal Cast. I can't remember. But I know I've recorded from camp before that, too. Here's the deal. I am at Boy Scout camp this week, and normally the trading post has this beautiful little lounge on the side of it, and that's where I usually go in and record, and I do my role-playing stuff when I've got that going on. And there's people in there, and they're working, and they're doing stuff, so I can't very well set up my microphone and start recording in there. So I'm actually set up. I laid down all the seats in the back of my van. I am sitting in the van right now, at 9:30 at night, doing my recording. So that's what I'm doing. It's not going to be a very long one tonight, because I'm at camp, and I'm super tired. But, do I even have a meticulously plotted portion of this podcast? I don't think I do. I think I'm just going to babble on for a little while. Because, oh my God, guys, oh my God, I love Camp Cedars. I love being at camp. I mean, look, my foot's hurting. I'm older and fatter than I've ever been, and it is rough getting around. There's a lot of walking here and a lot of hills and all of this going on. And, of course, you know, it's muggy and there's bugs and all this. But I am having such a good time. This is Noah's first year at Camp Cedars, and he is just awesome. Him and two other kids in his class, two friends of his, they're our newest group, and they are just great. They're having a really good time. They are doing that whole first year at camp thing, that bit where they, it's a summer camp. It's highly structured, and there's a dining hall that serves all of your meals, and the tents are already set up on wooden platforms for you and this kind of stuff. And yet they have so much independence here. They are absolutely kings of the world. And I mean, it is just, it's a huge step for them, and I'm really enjoying this. And here's the deal. We got set up in our camp, and it's a big area. There's a lot of tents, and so usually more than one troop, unless you've got a really big troop, more than one troop will set up in the same area. And we have two other troops in our area with us, one of them from, just because I like saying the name, one of them from Wahoo. So there's a troop from Wahoo, and then there's another troop down there. And we had some free time tonight because it's the first night at camp. And so everyone gets in. We got all checked in and set up. And then before dinner, you know, we had a couple hours to just hang out. And immediately all of my scouts came to me, like at different times, different angles. They're like, hey, we need to get some games out. You got some board games? We've got what? So you brought Flux, right? Is there Munchkin? Can we play Munchkin? Which was already all so heartwarming on its own. I guess this is my gaming table, but I'm not going to insert any music because that takes extra time. And so I got out Oregon Trail, because many of them had not played Oregon Trail yet, and we had a blast. We played with a full complement of six, and we actually won. We made it all the way through with six people. And so that was kind of cool because this is, you know, my 12th, 13th game of Oregon Trail, and I've never won before, so that was awesome. And then I got out the box of cards, and so the older scouts went off and played Flux, and the younger scouts grabbed Simon's Cat, and the kids who had never played before, they just taught them how to go. And it was wonderful. And so I'm now looking around, and so our scouts have the two tables up top, and there are four total picnic tables in our area. So our scouts have the two tables up top, then they're playing. And then I look down, and the troop from Wahoo is down there, and they've got a set of cards down on the table, and they're playing a game called Mag Blast, which I've never seen before, but some kind of ship battle game, I think spaceship, from the look of the cards. And that's what they're playing. And then I look over in the other troop, and I don't know where they're from. I walk over there, and they're sitting at their picnic table, and they've got all the kids out there with their Pokemon decks, and they're playing Pokemon. I'm like, I think we found the right campsite. This is going to be an awesome week. I mean, no doubt this is going to be an awesome week. So, you know, as I'm looking in on their games, and they're all, you know, a little bit leery because, you know, here's some strange adult looking in on their nerd games. And so one of them apologizes, you know, he's sheepishly, hey, but we're just playing nerd stuff over here. I'm like, you don't have to tell me about nerd stuff. And I pointed out the big bag of games that I brought that's sitting over there. And they're like, oh my God, what did you bring? And so I start listing them off. And especially when I got to Exploding Kittens, they're like, oh my God, I've never played Exploding Kittens. We have to play. So, all right, we made some new friends. Oh, it's going to be such a good week at camp. I'm really looking forward to the rest of this. And I will let you guys know how it goes, and we'll talk some more. In fact, even our camp host, who is some guy who I assume he's, you know, 20, 22. Well, maybe it's just the facial hair fooling me. He could be as young as 19. I don't know. But anyway, Connor is our camp host, and this guy is great. He came in and, you know, I can't even remember what the comment was, but said something about Dungeons and Dragons. And so I said, well, that's what I'm doing tomorrow night, because 3 years in a row now, our Pathfinder game is falling on Camp Cedars week. And so I'm going to play from camp tomorrow night, just like I've done the last 2 years. And so I mentioned to Connor that, hey, that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. He's like, oh my God, you've got a platform you can play on. And so, you know, we talked about that for a little bit, and then we talked about superhero movies and then movies in general. And he's just an awesome nerdy kid. It was really, really pleasant. So that was our staff member who's assigned to our camp to watch out for us. So again, we got the right guy. This is awesome. Heck, I even gave him my business card. He might even be listening to this for all we know. It just went around. There was more conversation, but I didn't really follow it, about the kid was explaining Mag Blast to me, and I didn't quite catch on to the parts, but doesn't matter. We had such a good time. So that's about it for gaming table. Now that we're informally in the gaming table, and I'm not really going to go on too much about camp, because, you know, you can go back and listen to last year's episode or the one before that, because I rave about Camp Cedars and how much I enjoy Boy Scout camp and how much fun this is. And it's really nice. The older kids are here, and they're seeing the staff, you know, that they recognize from last year and the year before. And it feels like coming home for them. They know everybody. They understand the jokes. They already know the songs ahead of time. And then watching Noah and his friends in the younger group, who get to see all the miracles of camp for the first time, the skits that get performed there's a camp skit that they've done before for us, and it's called Cool and Creamy. And the Cool and Creamy skit, they sing a little song. At the end of every verse, one guy will spray the other guy with a whole bunch of shaving cream. So it, you know, it's, do you like it in your shoe? Yes, I'd love it in my shoe. And so then he fills the guy's shoes up with shaving cream. And then in your shirt? Ooh, in your hair. And so they keep going back and forth until they're both completely covered with shaving cream. And it's always a big hit. I mean, the older kids knew it was coming, and they're cheering and whooping for it. And the younger kids, they're like, I think that's real shaving. I think they're really putting that on him. Yeah, they are. They can't believe that they're doing it. And so, yeah, just so much fun. Oh, man. Yeah, I was just telling somebody today that, you know, this is my 9th year at Camp Cedars. I love Camp Cedars. I love being at this particular camp. I mean, I like all of Scouts, and I like scout camping in general, but I really like this camp. I love it here. And so I was telling somebody today that, you know, I got 2 more years of Camp Cedars. Because Noah's going to do it 2 more times after this, probably. He may not, but probably 2 more times at Camp Cedars. And then that'll be it. I'm like, I said, you know, because eventually when my kids are done with Scouts, I'm going to be done with Scouts. I'm not going to continue on once my kids are out of it. As much as I enjoy this, you know, I'm not that guy. And I said, once they're gone, once it's done for me, I said, I think Camp Cedars will be the one thing that down the road I actually will really miss. I will miss this experience of being here at summer camp. I dig this. It's really cool. So there you go. Do I have anything else? You know what? I should just pull up the master list and we'll play it raw here and see what we've got on that list. Hold on, guys. Sorry about the clicking noise. What's that clicking noise? But come on. You know, you would think I would be better organized. I know there's some stuff in here. Oh, God, Connor was telling me he works at, as long as I'm stalling for time here, he works at a club, a cafe in Lincoln, which is, oh, man, Lincoln is just a little too far for me to make regular stops down there. But you know, it's a couple hours, a little over a couple hours. And the cafe he works at, they do a regular pub night for doing geek trivia. And, oh man, what was the other thing that he said that they had? God, it was once a month and it was, oh man, it was some other nerd, catering to nerds sort of thing for this little cafe. And I thought, oh man, why can't I have something like that in my town? Why can't I have something like that a little bit closer? Like there's Omaha's got, at least one, I think two, game cafes. With all the board games and card games up on the shelves. And so you come in and you drink your coffee and you just pull down games. And I'm like, oh man, I would so love that, but I don't have that. So man, made me jealous. But anyway, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. No, I'm not singing the song. Hold on. Why can I not find anything? Oh, cause it's down here under starred. That's why. Stupid Google Drive master list. Hey, I found it. All right. You guys thought I couldn't do it. Let's see. Oh, duh, and I pulled up, I have no internet connection in my car. What was I thinking was going to happen there? That's brilliant. God, I'm a dumbass. So let's go ahead and, oh my God, it pulled up. I've got some kind of connection. I'm not that close to any building. Weird. All right, anyway, let's see what's on here. Okay, here. Let's do a science corner. Again, no music. You just do the science corner. We're looking at, crows, ravens this week. There was a YouTube video, and the language is going to get rough here in just a second, so deal with it. There's a YouTube video, a guy sitting on a porch, and if you search for porch crow or porch raven, you'll find this guy. And the guy is sitting on his porch, and a crow comes up and lands right next to him. Just lands like on the arm of the swing he's on or whatever it is. And here's this crow sitting right there. And the guy looks down and he says something to the crow, as you would speak to any random animal, wild animal that's just come up next to you. Hey, buddy, how's it going? Something like that. Doesn't matter what he said. And the crow looks up and goes, fuck you. It was brilliant. Brilliant, because it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Crows can talk. I forgot about that. And so we're talking about it with the kids about, because we all had a good laugh at it. We're talking with the kids about how smart crows and ravens are, rooks, all the corvids. And they're like, okay, they were asking me something, is something a corvid? And so I think it was minor birds. And so I looked up corvids, and no, the minor bird is not a corvid. But you know what is? Blue jays. Did I know this already? It feels like something maybe I knew once and forgot, but did I know this? Because apparently blue jays are most closely related to crows and rooks and ravens, and blue jays talk. Who knew? I mean, obviously some people knew, because if you look up YouTube and go to blue jays talking, you'll find videos of them. I am stunned. And so the minor bird, because my in-laws used to have a really annoying talking minor bird. This guy had been kept in he was a pet store bird for a long time. And so he could imitate lots of other animal noises. He could imitate lots of the squeaky toys from inside the pet store. He also had a whole bunch of standard responses. He could imitate the doorbell, door ringer, whatever it is, whenever the pet store door opened. He could imitate that bell and immediately, "Hi there!" And then later, because this was a really annoying bird, eventually his pattern was he'd do the bell, and then, "Hi there! Shut up!" So, the annoying bird. Terrible. And so I'm looking up Mina Bird, and it turns out that the Mina Bird is not a corvid. It is actually a starling, which blew my mind. And because, honestly, starling. All right. But okay, that's what it says. And then I thought, man, because starlings are probably my most hated bird. And I'm thinking to myself, because we have, you know, every once in a while we'll have huge flocks of starlings that will come and just roost in our neighborhood. And this is the one time of year is when the starlings come into roost. It's the one time of year I'm thankful for my neighbor a couple doors down who makes his own fireworks. And he's usually very annoying with them because they'll be sitting in there. They've got a detached garage. And every year, somewhere around 4th of July, it'd be him and some friends, and they're all sitting around in that garage just drinking and giggling. And then eventually they'll get around to, "Hey, we should throw out some of these fireworks." And they're big ones and they're really loud. And so here it'll be like 11 o'clock midnight, and he's pitching these giant ass fireworks out of his garage door. Well, his garage door, when he throws them out, it faces across to my yard. So when he throws them, they usually pass over the neighbor's yard in between us and then lands in my yard near my giant tree. And then off, you know, and then this huge bang in my backyard. And, yeah, and I know he does it, and it's not a, you know, it's not going to hurt anything. He's not going to set anything on fire. He's not going to hurt anything out there. But it is really surprising when it happens, because that thing booms and it's right outside my back door. And so a little bit annoying, but he also uses those same fireworks to throw up into the trees and let them explode in the air and scare the starlings away. And so we never have starlings in our neighborhood anymore, but they used to come around regular. And so that's the one time whenever the starlings come around, that's when I'm thankful for my neighbor and his homemade fireworks, because he can get rid of them quick. Anyway, so again, because of how much I hate starlings, I remember that I had a story I was telling. Because of how much I hate starlings, I was thinking to myself, man, I cannot believe minor birds are starlings. Thank God starlings can't talk. And then it occurred to me to wonder, well, wait a minute. What if all starlings can talk? And I look it up, and sure enough, starlings can talk. Now, starlings are not usually pet birds, and so therefore you don't see it as often. The starlings that learn to talk most often are ones that are being kept in like aviaries and places where they're on display for the public, and it's not necessarily someone's pet, but it's, you know, it's a zoo or it's whatever. And so sure enough, look up videos of starlings talking. There's plenty of them too. I am just stunned. I learned something new, and I was so happy for it. Like all this, it was just really, really interesting to me. So, that's it. You know what? That's it for the meticulous supplied portion of this podcast. I've got some stuff, I got stuff that's going to get political, but I'm not ready to do that while sitting in the back of my van, at scout camp. It just, I don't have enough time for it, but just as a little teaser, it deals with the weather underground, not the app or website that provides weather nowadays, but the actual, political movement, the radical militants, from the 60s and 70s, the weather underground. A little bit of talk about them and a little bit of talk about Finland and their experiment with universal income, because you know how much I love universal income as a concept. I hope we find out that universal income really is the way to go. But anyway, some talk about that. And, I almost want to do this one. Should I? Okay, I will. It's a science fiction double feature. I got two movies. Yeah, pretend I have music. And the first one is It Comes at Night. We went to go see this one in the theater, and it was really good, if ultimately unsatisfying at the end for me. It was so well acted and tense. It's dressed up to be a horror movie, but horror movie thriller, maybe post-apocalyptic. Is it going to be something possessed, supernatural? Are we expecting zombies? I don't know what's going on, but it's all this tension and all this fear. And, it is a study of what fear can make us do. And at the very end, I mean, if I say anything else, it's going to give it away. But at the end, the ending was just, it's one of those where it ends and you're like, that's where they're ending it? That's it. Wow. Lisa did not care for it at all because of that. Me, I'm like, okay, that ending pissed me off, but man, the rest of it, I was on the edge of my seat. I mean, it was slow. It is a slow paced, a slow build. And normally that's not my style of movie, but I was on the edge of my seat. I was hooked the whole time. So I thought that was really good. Now, a much better movie though, much more satisfying movie is, if you haven't seen The Girl with All the Gifts yet, wow. Wow. I think I watched it on Amazon Prime. I don't know what services it's available on. I watched it streaming, and The Girl with All the Gifts is straight up is a zombie movie. All right. And it's got Glenn Close in it, and, it's got some other people in it. But the whole point is, it is a really smart zombie movie. There's actually really good stuff going on in this thing, and it examines new concepts, at least new concepts for me from a zombie movie. And I was very, very happy with it. It's just the whole thing was really good. So those were my two horror movies. And I'm not, again, you know, if I tell you anything more about The Girl with All the Gifts, it's going to start giving stuff away. But it is a great horror movie that, you know, in all great horror movies, great sci-fi movies are movies that have an interesting premise and interesting concept and also explore some facet of the human condition and explore modern humanity through the lens of whether it's horror or science fiction or whatever. We're still learning about people. And that's, I thought this one was really good. All right. Now, see, if I say that, it'll give things away. I don't want to do that. What I want to tell you is go watch The Girl with All the Gifts. It was really good. Once you get done with it, you will be glad that you watched it. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You know what? We're really done with the meticulously applied portion of this podcast because, again, I'm at camp, but I will, because, you know, it would be wrong not to, I will give you a couple of Podomatics. So we'll go ahead with the Podomatic. Hot dog. This is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 in his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble that I can barely see. And he gives me he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. You want to hear me haver on about something? You send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. And I will add it to my Pod-O-Matic list, because Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. Now, the first number, which I can barely see, is 75, which means, great, now I have to awkwardly scroll all the way down. And my life is so hard, isn't it? Isn't this terrible? I complain about nothing. This is from Eliahad, and Eliahad says, quick, create a Pathfinder character using only the objects you can currently reach as inspiration. The internet is not an object that you can currently reach, as it is ineffable and unknowable with proclivities beyond the ken of humanity. Doesn't that sound like something that I should have avoided? This sounds like a lot of work when I'm sitting in the darkened van. I mean, look, obviously I can reach R2, and my cell phone and a seatbelt and, there's a bag of garbage. It is mostly full of Lunchable containers because the kids had to eat lunch on the way up to camp this afternoon. So, oh man, I don't think I can do it. I'm sorry, Dave. I love you and I appreciate what went into this one, but maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to erase that number one. We're going to leave that sucker in the list. Oh, whew, thank goodness. I've been saved. It is 36. Yep, 36. Let's try again. Watch me just get nothing but like six non-starters here. Oh, man. I'm sorry, I'm lame. That's just the way it goes. Jacob, my son, says, if the world serves its own needs, why is it ending? Oh, that's a great question, kid. Look, here's the problem is, it serves what it thinks it needs. That's when the world serves its own needs. Yeah, it's what it thinks it wants. The world is a pleasure-seeking entity. And sometimes it doesn't really recognize what it needs until it's way too late. And thus, we burn up all our resources and the planet, and we're just out of luck. So that's why it's ending. Sorry, dude. Wish I had better news, but we ruined it for you. 7D? I say it with a question mark, but the number is 70. I promise. I would never lie about something like that. And 70 is from Kyle. My brother Kyle says, if you have heard this joke, just shut it down. How many lives does a Nazi cat have? 9! Obviously. That's terrible. All right. I really like that. Last one is 64, which requires me to... There we go. Come on, 64. There it is. It's from Kyle again. Kyle says, I've started working out again. Not just treadmill, but using weights at the gym. It's humiliating, but also invigorating, which raises the question, how much you bench, bro? I don't know how much I bench, but I will tell you that I'm really proud of you, man. You're working hard. That's awesome. I am jealous of you because I want to be that motivated. I want to get to that point, and I'm just not there yet. Oh, man. But good for you, because you're going to live longer, and that's awesome. So super cool. And look, humiliating. Yeah, it's only humiliating if you think that the other people around you give a shit about you. And as it turns out, we both know you're invisible because you're an old man. So they don't care about you. I mean, at best, they're going to look up and go, eh, whatever. I mean, come on. They're not going to remember you. They don't care about you. Oh, wait. Unless you're going there with your kids and your kids are mocking you for being a weak, lazy, fat old man. Because that's what my kids would do to me. In which case, yeah, that would be a little humiliating. So I'm sorry, man. But you know what? You know what? I'm proud of you for powering through that. And I'm glad that you are bettering yourself because you deserve it. Seriously. One more. It is 51. 51 comes from, it's from Eliahead again. Oh, good. This will make up for the one that I weenied out on. All right. Eliahead says, hi, Mike. Do you think you could validate me as a human being? That would be awesome. Love and kisses. Your F Mary Kill partner forever. Aw. Dude, how do you need validation? You're the best. I have always appreciated you, Dave. All right. Okay. Always is a strong word. I mean, as long as I've known you and known who you are compared to all the other people on the miscellaneous forum out there. And that's been, you know, how long have we known each other? 15 years, 20 years. It's been a while, dude. And, even as a person that I only knew on the internet for the first, 18 years of our relationship, dude, you're awesome. I appreciate, you know what? You don't need me to validate you because seriously, you're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, people like you. There you go. All right. Now, having dispensed with all of that, normally I would turn it over to GLaDOS. But again, I'm not inserting any sound effects here. So remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye and you were like, no way. And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you. That was great. All right. See, now, if I were really thinking, I would have been ready with my credits here. But that was just a bridge too far, I think. But, wait, here it is. I do have credits. You would think I'd have these memorized like I do the rest of the stuff. I don't. This podcast is copyright 2017 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing music that I didn't use this time is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. My bumper music this week would have been Weezer's In the Garage and She Blinded Me with Science as performed by William Shatner. Not to mention, where it is, Science Fiction Double Feature by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I would have done all of those if I was putting music in, but all the songs I use are available on iTunes. You should check them out, buy them, enjoy them. Wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. Don't forget, this podcast is a proud member of the Nerd Pride Network. Angry Geeks Versus, Me Like Trivia, Nerd Pride Network, Nerd Pride Radio itself, quality nerd podcasting from quality nerd people. If you want to help out Nerd Pride Radio, subscribe to it, write us reviews, give us 5 stars. But more than that, recommend it to your friends, because seriously, you're enjoying this. Please spread the word. Let someone else enjoy it just as much as you do. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Remember, I am always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Questions, topics for the Podomatic, listener betrayal, nerdy number facts, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be completely honest, the very best way to talk to me is come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. You sign up there, you send me a message, and we will hang out together. We'll become best friends in the world, just like me and Dave. We'll have fun. And now, believe it or not, it's time for listener betrayal. Before I start recording every cast, I go out to the internet and I put up on my Facebook page and on my website, hey, I'm recording. If you guys want to join in, there's a place to post. I'll read them off at the end of the cast. And that's what I'm doing right now. First off, we'll start at my website, nerdprideradio.com/nerds. And the only comment here is from Kaz. And Kaz says, what kind of cheese is best in a cheese Frenchie? Oh, American cheese. Absolutely American cheese. I mean, like, you can do it with cheddar. You can do it with anything. But just like a regular grilled cheese sandwich, a cheese Frenchie is best with American cheese. Not Velveeta processed American food stuffs. Velveeta, while I love Velveeta, it's really good. Kraft American slices would be best if you got it, but whatever imitation of Kraft American slices is just fine too. American cheese is the way to go. You can do it with all sorts of stuff. It's still going to be good, but American's the best. So, then I go out to Facebook and I have 3 comments. First one's from Nelly. Nelly says, it is so hot in Seattle. I can't even. That's I'm reading. I start school tomorrow, Monday to Thursday. I have to get up at 6 a.m. I'm used to getting up at 8. Give me some survival tips. Are you a morning person? Because, look, as I'm getting older, I've discovered that waking up early is actually really nice. I don't want to wake up early because I'm not a morning person. But the times I can make myself get out of bed with an extra, you know, whatever time I would normally give myself to get ready in the morning, get up a half hour earlier than that. 45 minutes would be even better, but a half hour earlier than what I think I need. And that extra half hour is just so nice getting started. That's the first. Second, if it's super hot in Seattle, just stay hydrated. I don't care if you have to pee all day. Stay hydrated. Drink a lot of fluids. You will be glad for it later. And other than that, man, stay in the air conditioning as much as possible. This is why we live in a modern society with this kind of technology, is so that we don't have to be... Why am I out at camp? It's sweltering out. It's not actually that hot. It was up to 85, 87 today, so that's not complain about it weather. But it's supposed to get hot this week. Hot and muggy. It's going to rain on us. But you know what? That's just how it goes. Let's see. What else do I have on my Nerd Pride Radio? There we go. The next one's from Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth says, hi, Mike. So, Mermaid Swimming Academy is apparently an actual thing. What mythical creature academy would you like to attend? Hogwarts and the like are totally cheating, by the way. No, I don't need Hogwarts. Although, God, that would be cool to go. I just want to wander the castle for a while and watch the moving stairs. But, okay, I don't get that. So, if I wanted a mythical creature academy, look, Griffin Riding School would be awesome. Or Pegasus Riding School if you want that one. But seriously, Griffin Riding, how cool would that be? Oh, man. Wow. I mean, and I'm scared of heights and it would probably panic me, but it still sounds pretty awesome. I'm all on board. I really am. Next up is also from Sarah Beth, but it's actually technically from Pat because she says, from Pat, what are your thoughts on the reprinting of Top Secret, assuming you heard it was being re-released? I think I heard that because this doesn't surprise me. But I was not a fan of Top Secret, so therefore I don't care. I suppose I could say, I hope that they do well. I hope it's a good spy game. And, you know, maybe if I retried a spy game now that I'm older and I'm much more familiar with the spy genre, that was what killed it for me. I've said it a million times, is I played Top Secret and I played James Bond. But I did it when I was little, I was 15 and I didn't really have the full grasp of the spy genre. I just didn't know how to run it. Didn't know how to play in it, and the games were fairly miserable because of that. But I'm older now. I've seen some spy movies. I know some stuff, and I could incorporate that if I were to play one of these games. So, you know, good for them. I hope it works out for them. I didn't care much for Top Secret because of that. I also didn't care for Top Secret because it used a percentile system, which has always bugged me. But, you know, I hope they do well. And I probably will never try it, but, you know, if someone brought it around and wanted to give it a shot, sure, I'll jump in for a session and see what happens. That'd be cool. All right. That's it. That's all I got. So, wow, made it over a half hour. You know what? It's going to be an awesome week at camp. Maybe I'll record another one at the end of the week, but more than likely I'll wait till I get back home and we'll do it then. So, thank you guys for joining me on this, this weird camp night. And, I love you guys. You're awesome. I'll see you next week. Bye.